And happy Saturday, fellow foodies. Matt Russell broadcasting live for another exciting hour. In fact, the most delicious hour on radio, as we do every Saturday right here at 4 o'clock on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM. I want to say thank you to my good friend John Fina, former U of A football star, former NFL star with the Buffalo Bills, who sat in for me while I was walking the strip in Vegas last weekend, or they told me I was walking the strip in Vegas last weekend. But anyway, we had a great show, and I'm happy that John filled in for me. But I am back in the saddle again, fellow foodies, for an incredible hour of delicious food. And when you think about delicious food all across southern Arizona, the pathways go a million different directions, but one of my favorites is the one that leads us to the very open arms. In fact, when you walk in the door, you are welcomed to paradise. In fact, we are here right now live at the Paradise Bakery and Cafe right on Broadway in Wilmot, and things are just getting underway for an incredible hour of delicious radio. We're going to be doing all kinds of fun stuff here. We're going to be giving away a gift card to Paradise for the first person who calls in and answers the trivia question, gives us the correct answer. We're going to be digging our teeth into some great signature sandwiches and salads and soups. Oh, my, right here at Paradise Bakery and Cafe. But anyway, before we forget, we need to remind our listeners that every Saturday at 4 o'clock, we bring in a different celebrity co-host who, shows us and demonstrates to us what they've been doing on the food and cocktail scene, what they've been doing on the suds scene. And when you think about beer and we think about craft suds in this community, there's a number of oracles of wisdom, but one of our favorites is the CEO of Letier Films. Scott Letier is in the house. What's up, man?
Hi there, Mr. Russell. How are you today?
Doing great. I mean, we're in paradise.
Yes, indeed.
It's funny. Every time you walk in that door, that's the first thing you hear. Welcome to paradise. And it's like we need a reminder.
I know. You walk in, the aroma, the smell hits you right in the face, a combination of grilled cheese, sandwiches, and cookies. Oh, it's yum, yum, yum.
And Kristen Newbold and Michelle Goldstein. It's like a package deal. You know, anyway, they were on our show several months ago, and it's like their stock went through the roof when they appeared on our show last time. In fact, a good beer, it's been about 3 or 4 days since we had a beer together?
It's far too long.
Yeah, so where were we? We were in Washington, D.C. together.
We had a fun trip. We got to go out to D.C. for a few days for one of our co-clients and mutual client, I guess we would
call. Go ahead and call him out.
Ventana Medical Systems.
Absolutely. And a client to Letier Films and also Public Communications. Yes. What were you doing out there?
We had to go out there to the Ventana Medical Systems CEO and Chief Medical Officer had to do a briefing in a congressional briefing hall room. Mm-hmm. You know, they grill bigwigs and stuff, but this is more of a let's get behind the awareness of cancer treatments, cancer diagnostics, because apparently in that world people get mistreated all the time. So people that have cancer get told maybe they don't have cancer. That's not good. Sometimes people get get diagnosed with cancer, but they really don't have it. So that's what Ventana Medical System does, is try to figure out how the best ways to figure out what kind of cancer you have through their technologies so that diagnoses are extremely accurate. And the goal is to have 100% accuracy, which I find amazing.
Yeah, it's startling, in fact.
And they're right here in Tucson.
They're right here in Tucson, a member of the Roche Group. And it's a blessing to have them here in the Southern Arizona community. So we worked hard. We walked the hallowed halls of Congress together.
We went right by Nancy Pelosi's crib.
We didn't. There was a gitchy-gitchy-goo. Anyway, this is a family show, Scott. Now, come on. Anyway, we worked very hard during the day, but we also had a chance to go out and have a couple of craft beers and cigars. Do you remember what we were over at Shelley's Back Room, which is one of the great places in Washington to enjoy a fine cigar and a couple of craft beers. What were you drinking that
night?
And
you know what? Talk about aroma. And so we're going to be sort of working backwards. So that was the end of our night, but which was great at Shelley's. You walk in and it's a true cigar lounge in D.C. Old school D.C. in there, of course, because you walk in, big spruce and cedar humidors. There must have been 50 guys in there smoking cigars, and good ones, too.
It was wonderful.
It was awesome.
Now, my wife, Nancy, who happens to be sitting right over there, and anyway, you know, let's also do a shameless plug right here for Nancy Russell, personal fitness trainer. She works at the Anytime Fitness in the foothills on Sunrise and Swan. I sort of had this vision for what I want to do with my son's room when he goes to college next year, and I've got this Shelley's back room vision.
Yes.
You think Nancy's going to let me do that?
I wouldn't see why that would be an issue, frankly, because, you know.
I don't think it's going to work. I think she says, how about a gym?
A gym.
What have I done? I've married a personal trainer. How in the world did that happen? You know, of all the careers, right? I mean, pastry chef, all personal fitness trainer. Anyway,
steer her towards cigar roller, and now we've got something.
Perfect, right. So we had some good sticks and some great craft beer. And, in fact, I'm just fascinated by the craft beer scene, you know, not only here in Tucson, but really all over the country. And I know you're really one of the top, credentialed authorities on craft beers that I've ever met. What are some of the beers that you've run across lately that have piqued your curiosity?
Well, I'll tell you, we found a place in D.C. It was called the Church Key.
Oh, the Church Key. I missed out on that one. Yeah.
You had a meeting with you were doing Mr. Big Shot D.C. guy and having cigars and fine rums and stuff.
Right.
But our colleague and I, we went over to the Church Key, which is a very hip eating establishment, but it's kind of a brew pub / funky foodie place, because the fare was not standard fare at all. It was they had a burger, but it was not a burger like we usually have. They would serve it on focaccia bread. They had various cheeses, and they didn't have a cheddar. They had a very they had something like a Swiss cheese, but they didn't call it a Swiss cheese. It had the flavor of sort of a baby Swiss kind of. But
yum.
And they had something there. Well, the beers first. I'll get to the disco fries in a minute.
Ooh, the intrigue of the disco fries.
That's a tease, they call it in radio, right? So they were doing this thing called the Bastard Series. So they were Stone aficionados over there, and they have something called the Bastard Series, and you can get three of the Arrogant Bastards that they had going. And one of them, of course, your typical Arrogant Bastard. They had the Double Bastard. And they also, what Stone is doing is combining the Double Bastard and the Arrogant Bastard into its own separate cask. They let it age for a few months, and it turns into what's called Lucky Bastard.
Oh.
So that was our flight of bastards, and they served them.
Where else but in Washington,
exactly,
D.C.? I love it.
A flight of bastards in D.C., no way. And it was fantastic, because they would serve them to you and tell you which ones were which, and then they recommended you try them with the disco fries. And the disco fries are these very greasy but sort of well-cooked fries, and they top them with a gravy, a white sausage gravy, and there's sausage, and then there's some cheese on it. And it's not, again, not your typical cheese. It's some sort of sheep cheese or something.
Mm-hmm.
And holy moly. And since you were there with me, that basket of disco fries stayed, and those bastards.
See, I didn't see the before, I only saw the after. And that basket of disco fries sort of stayed with you. In fact, I don't know that you fully purged yourself of the beauty of it.
Yeah. We'll save the listeners from all those details, but I went in a regular boy and came out not the same after that. It was fantastic.
We're talking to Scott Letier of Letier Films. He's our celebrity co-host for the full hour in our delicious broadcast from Paradise Bakery and Cafe. There's several locations of Paradise all across Southern Arizona. We happen to be at the Broadway and Wilmot location, so get yourself over here. Just follow your nose, because it's going to lead you directly to Bakery and Cafe. I mean, I started with dessert. I actually saw this gorgeous display of cookies. And before we get into our tasting in the second half of the show, I couldn't help myself. I couldn't resist. The confections here are award-winning.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you want to come down, hurry up, or the cookies will be gone by me.
Yeah, and what goes better with a basket of disco fries? Paradise Bakery and Cafe gourmet cookies and sweets.
Oh, yum, yum.
That sounds good like that. Wait, we had a chance to have a beer last night together, and I was introduced to one of the new Lagunitas beers that I'd not heard of.
Ah, yes.
Tell us about that, because I thought, you know, on the Lagunitas lineup, that was probably one of the showstoppers.
You know, Lagunitas comes out of Northern California, and where it's, of course, known for wine more than anything. But, you know, most folks out there who are craft beer aficionados know some Lagunitas. And the Maximus is probably my fave. And, you know, they make an IPA and, you know, an assortment of funny named beers. Maximus tends to be my fave from those guys. But I will say, last night we were with our friend Jason, who had a supply of Alaska Winter Ale. And I'm not sure if it's new or not, but let me back up real quick to the Lagunitas, because they had a special. Remember the one that came out last year for the holidays? They have a special holiday ale that they usually come out, and one of their brew casks, I guess, failed, and they had an accidental kind of supply of.
What a shame! What a shame!
And it was fantastic. And I found, I think, two cases of it by accident up at AJ's, and went ahead and claimed those for myself and shared some with you and our friends.
Absolutely, about an 8.2, 8.3,
something
ABV.
Like that. But boy, the flavor on that was just delish,
just gorgeous,
and it was unique, and it really tasted like Christmas to me. So it was fantastic.
Well, the celebrations have begun in full force.
Yes, indeed. And you know, the Alaska Winter Ale we had last night had a sort of a spruce essence in it, which was a...
Oh, listen to you.
I know. Gosh.
I love it when you do that. You know? Now, see, all of the lights just ringing at the station right now. All these women want to know how they can get... And it talks about beers with a spruce essence. I love him!
You know, my wife is sitting right next to us. She gets to be the guest next
That's
segment.
Right. Hey, before we go to a commercial and bring on your lovely wife, I'm gonna you know, give you the one question. You're a craft beer enthusiast. You're a craft beer guru. You've got 45 seconds left in this segment. I'm going to ask you if there was one beer, Scott Letier, that you believe represents you, the personality, the attitude, the verve, the psychology, the mystery of Scott Letier. Is there one beer that you believe authentically represents who you are?
You know what? Everyone's looking at me laughing. All right, what's it going to be? Drum roll, please. You know, I don't know if I can do that. It's like saying, what's your favorite Rush song?
Right.
It depends what mood you're in.
Touche.
You know?
Touche.
Gosh, sometimes I feel like an arrogant bastard. Sometimes I feel like Maximus.
There it is. Anyway, we're going to take a quick 60-second commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking to Mrs. Letier. And she's got a great story to tell about what she's doing in this community. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNST, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM. Don't go away.
Guy has the big bite. He has the dainty bite. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Paradise. In fact, that's a true statement. We're at Paradise Bakery and Cafe, the Broadway in Wilmot location, and we are yucking it up with our celebrity co-host for the full hour, CEO of Letier Films, Scott Letier.
Howdy.
You know, I thought this would be kind of a fun moment for you to introduce our next guest.
Oh, yes, indeed. We have a very special guest. Our first guest this show is none other than my lovely bride, who is the chief...
Bottle washer.
My notes say chief development officer, senior development officer.
Senior development. Yeah, I'd say I even screwed up her title. She helps raise money for University Medical Center Foundation, primarily for Diamond Children's, to help little kids and their families help figure out ways to get those sick kiddos not sick anymore.
Beautiful.
And I mean, which ties in nicely with their Ventana Medical cancer treatment thing,
sure,
or diagnosis thing.
Yeah, we're big partners with Ventana Medical.
Very good.
Yeah.
Michelle,
yeah.
You know, congratulations. This is your On the Menu Live debut.
Woohoo! Where's my cookies? Give them to me now.
Okay, so, you know, there are a few women in this community who are busier than Rochelle Letier, and she is all about doing the right thing, and she puts herself at the end of the line because this community is a much better community for the hard work of Rochelle Letier and all that she does for children and families in this community, and I mean that in a very authentic way. So, I can't imagine what it must be like. Okay, you get up every day and you go to work, and your whole purpose from the time you commit yourself, and it really doesn't end. Your job doesn't end. You are all about developing awareness, raising, you know, desperately needed funding,
mm-hmm,
showcasing the world-class treatment at Diamond Children's, mm-hmm, and you get to do that in all the day's work. What's that all about?
You know what? I don't know that I've been as passionate about a career or a job as I am about this one. I get to go in and see these kiddos and play with them and cry with their parents. Mm. And really asking for money is a breeze. It really is. It's just a breeze. I mean, people just are tripping over themselves to want to figure out how they can support this institution, how they can help make it better. So it's not a real tough job, only when we have some of those tough moments. But it's something that you can really sleep good at night about.
Yeah, I mean, and what a blessing it is in the Southern Arizona community to actually have Diamond Children's here. I mean, that mm-hmm. it was a milestone moment several years ago when they cut the ribbon.
Mm. Yeah, it was. I get shivers just thinking about that night. Yeah, and the little girl Renee who cut the ribbon. It was a great night. We had hundreds and hundreds of folks there, and It was awesome. It really was. It was a great time. And, you know, nobody wants their kiddo to get sick, but if you have a kiddo that's sick, that's the place to be. It's actually fun in there. We try to make it as fun as possible, bringing in all kind of things for the kids to do and see and feel and touch, and to try and make them feel as normal as possible while they're getting treatment and hopefully getting out of there as quick as possible.
Yeah, you mentioned fun, and that's really, I mean, Rochelle Lethier is fun. If there's one word that sort of synthesizes Rochelle Lethier is, it's all about fun.
Woo,
okay, so here we are at the epicenter of fun right now at Paradise Bakery and Cafe. So, you know, there's always a segue here, and our audience is probably scratching their heads thinking, okay, there's great things being done at Diamond Children's, UMC Foundation, just a pioneering force in this community. But Paradise Bakery, Diamond Children's, what's the connection, Rochelle?
You know what? When they first opened their very first restaurant a couple years back now, I got a call that said, hey, we have Paradise Bakery coming to town. And I just fell apart because I know Panera Breads and Paradise Bakeries across the country because I used to travel a lot. And they said, we want to partner with you and we want to give back to Diamond Children's. And I thought, okay, well, they're just going to bring in some cookies to the kids, right? Well, they had a pre-grand opening ceremony and donated all the proceeds to Diamond Children's.
Wow.
To this day, they still collect money at the cash registers for Diamond Children's. So we have gotten thousands and thousands of dollars for great things in Diamond Children's because of Paradise Bakery. Love,
yeah.
Dory.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
And, you know, that has always been kind of at the core of Paradise as a company, to be involved in the community, to support community causes and community mm-hmm. charities. And what better place to sort of align themselves as a mm-hmm. brand mm-hmm. than with Diamond Children's? That's just wonderful work.
And you know what else? The owners, they come in quite often, and they sound like me. Aha! They have that southern accent, just like me. So we were like peas and carrots together.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. You know, I was actually, your husband, Scott, is quite a foodie in his own right. And I actually had a chance to enjoy one of his famous grilled cheese sandwiches. But we've got about another minute left with you in this segment. Is Scott as good of a chef at home as he appears to be in my one brief experience last night?
You know what? He's always had that knack, except for the burned garlic when we were eating. I didn't eat garlic for 3 years, but he has quite the knack for cooking, and I like cleaning up, so it works out real well.
Now,
in my opinion,
is there any room in the refrigerator around all those craft beers for you to put like eggs?
He has his own special drawer for his own special beers, and it's at the bottom of the refrigerator.
Where it's coldest, exactly. So I'm going to ask you the same question I asked. We have 30 seconds. We go on to our next guest. I want to ask you, what's the one cocktail? Best exemplifier, Rochelle Lethier.
Well,
come on, we all know about Rochelle.
You know what? I'm a real snot about my vodka. Absolute Mandarin Orange vodka.
Right. With anything.
With just about anything.
Or nothing. Or nothing at all.
Sometimes.
Well, you know what? If you had too much Mandarin Orange vodka, you're going to want to meet our next guest. Anyway, Rochelle Lethier, thank you so much for joining us.
It was fun to be here.
Thanks so much. Anyway, if you have one cocktails, there's one place and one place only. It is the official transportation services provider on Menu Live. These are beautiful, beautiful people, and I cannot reaffirm and overstate enough how you need to get to know the Entourage Transportation Group, and with us to tell us this story that is untold outside of Tucson, because we have them here and only here, is the lovely Amanda Neary. Amanda, what's going on? Pretty good. We need a little bit of volume. How's that now? Do it again.
Nothing much.
Perfect.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Okay, so did you drive the scooter over here?
No, we didn't drive the scooter over here. We brought the Entourage car.
The Entourage car, and you and your strapping husband here, who are growing up in the black dress with the yellow ties, Jason Neary, a true pioneer in this community that is continuing to give the community what it wants, a creative, affordable, a basically unparalleled approach to getting you home safely after an evening of having too much fun. Can you have too much fun, Scott?
I've tried.
You've tried to have too much fun. But anyway, Amanda Neary with Entourage. Tell us the story of Entourage, because I can't tell it enough. And our audience is probably sick of hearing my voice. So what is it all about? You know, when you're going out to dinner and you think you've had too much to drink, you should not call a cab. You call Entourage. Why?
Well, because we come out there, we take you and your car home. It's safe. You don't have to leave your car anywhere. And it's reasonably priced. So, I mean, of course, you have a wonderful evening. You don't want to have to worry about getting home. You don't want to have to worry about what's going on with your car when you get to, you know, to there the next day to get it. So that's what we're here for, is to keep the community safe and to make sure that we're getting everybody home safely.
I love it. So let me make sure that I understand this correctly. Okay, so I'm out. And I have, one too many cops. And I just do not want to drive. Because, number one, we all know Arizona has the toughest DUI laws in the entire country.
Yes,
so we don't want to drive.
No.
I want our listeners to understand we don't drink and drive. We don't want to call a cab because the next day you're going to try to have to scratch your head and figure out how to get back to your car.
Yep.
Sometimes you don't even remember. But anyway, so you send a scooter, fully licensed and insured scooter,
yep,
to my location. You have this great scooter. You pack it up, put it in my trunk. You assume control of the Russellmobile with me in the passenger seat.
Yep.
And you drive me home.
Yep.
In my own car.
Yep.
How's that
and then
possible?
We just unpack it and leave, and you're home safe and sound.
Well, you know, they got to pay you first, though.
Oh, of
yeah,
course.
And there's a little bit of a transaction.
There's a little bit of a transaction,
Jason's sort of saying,
yes,
you left out a part. But anyway, this is, I think, one of the most creative and revolutionary ideas that I've ever come across. I just, the first time I heard about you guys, I really wanted to be a part of that, and we have just been blessed with having you folks as a partner of our show for so long. But tell us a little bit about this scooter, because as I understand it, now I know it's going to get in the back of my Lincoln MKX. I know it's going to get in the back of my Expedition. Didn't you tell me once that you can actually get the scooter in the back of
a Porsche.
A Porsche! So
convertibles are a little bit rougher. We found that one out, but we can even get it in a Porsche.
How big is this scooter?
It's about the size of a suitcase.
Wow.
Yeah, so it folds up really small, the handles fold down, and it's all electric. So there's no gas, no oil, so you don't have to worry about any smells or spills in your car.
Right,
so.
And you just fold it up,
yep,
and it just sort of collapses,
yep,
much like your passengers do when they get in. and you actually
put
it right in the back of the car, and off you go.
Yep.
I think that's great. So you've got a fleet of these things. I can imagine how busy you are, you know, Friday, Saturday nights. But in fact, you're getting calls.
We get calls during the week and everything. We're open from 5 p.m. until 3:30 in the morning, pretty much.
Okay,
so
what's the earliest you've ever gotten a call?
45 a.m.
11:40. And what was Scott was
sorry
doing at 11?
Yeah, sorry.
No, it wasn't you.
did you say sorry? We're not open yet, or how do?
No,
you...
we decided we better go get him because he couldn't even talk on the phone. Luckily enough, he was a regular, so we knew where he was going.
Oh, that's great. And actually, virtually any destination within. Talk about the sort of the geography of your service.
Go out to Oro Valley, the base of Mount Lemmon,
wow,
Rita Ranch, and Casino del Sol.
Go all the way out to the casino.
Yes.
Okay, and these scooters are street legal, so these aren't like, yep, little golf carts on the side of the road.
No.
You're driving. How fast do they go?
They go about 20, 25 miles an hour.
Okay, they do. And you can always spot the entourage driver. And what makes you guys stand out on the road?
Yellow.
We got the yellow.
We got the banana yellow ties. You always see the guys in a full uniform with our banana yellow ties and our yellow and black jackets. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. Oddly enough, saw one right the corner of Swan and Sunrise, and I thought, oh, look, Entourage is off to pick up another customer.
Yeah, yep. You see those scooters zinging by, and you know they're proud to serve in this community.
Of course.
One of the things that struck me from the moment I met you guys, and I've used your services, is the professionalism. The real core of the business is the respect and the professionalism that you convey to your customers. This isn't just getting someone home as quickly as possible. You're there. I mean, you got the tie on. You have a smile on your face. Your drivers are very nice. They don't sit there and try to yap.
Yep.
They just want to get you home and get you home safely. I mean, that's part of the culture at Entourage, isn't it?
Of course. Yeah, we want to make sure that, of course, we've hired a couple of new drivers with us. But we want to make sure that everybody that we have with our company is a family. We want to make sure that everybody is being safe and respectful, of course, to our customers, safe on the road. So we make sure that we do a full background check and everything so you don't have to worry about, you know, who's taking you home.
Take all the worry out of completely.
Yep, take it all completely away. So, you know, your driver, of course, loves to talk with you and everything, you know, and they're happy to be there. But, you know, they're not going to sit there and bug you, and you don't have to worry about them asking you for anything or, you know, being rude, you know, you don't
exactly
have, you know, like a taxi cab driver, sometimes they can get a little obnoxious.
Of course they can. Yeah, we've all been there. So what about the cost? What are the fees involved?
Well, it's a $15 pickup fee and then $3 per mile. Of course, if you're military or law enforcement or fire department, you do get a discount on that. So we take a third off the top for them.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So they don't get enough recognition. So, of course, we want to do that for our community to make sure that, you know, they're protecting us, so we want to protect them.
Right, and you sit there and do kind of a side-by-side transactional formula. This is what a cab costs. This is what Entourage costs. You know, not only is it a better way to get home, it's a safer way to get home. Yep. It's more reasonable to get home. But, I mean, you can't beat the price. In fact, people think, well, this is going to be, you know, going to blow the budget. You do all the math, you're saving money.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to worry about, you know, a spouse taking you home or to the downtown, say, the next day to pick up your car. Or worrying about vandalism, you know, and then you have to call a cab the next day. And if you have to call a cab, then you have to wait an hour for them to get there, and then you got to do the drive. And, you know, it's just, it's unreasonable, you know, sometimes, and your time is valuable.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. Amanda Neary with Entourage Transportation. People are going to want to know, how can they get in touch with you? How can they learn more information about you?
Of course, just dial 909-0100. We have the phones on 24/7, so anytime.
Okay, 909-0100. Again, 909-0100. That is a number that you want to keep handy.
Yes.
You want to keep it in your glove box. You want to keep it in your pocketbook. You want to keep it in your wallet.
Yep.
You're likely to be answering the phone. Jason's going to be answering the phone.
Yep.
I want to make sure that all of our listeners say, I heard you on the radio. And once you do Entourage the first time, I can almost guarantee you will never use another transportation services provider. I love everything that you guys are about, and I thank you so much for everything you're doing
so
in this community.
Thank you.
Amanda Neary and Jason Neary from Entourage Transportation. Again, 909-0100. Quick news break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to go head first into paradise. You're listening to On the Menu Live on KNSD, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu Live with Matt Russell on KNSD, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Paradise Bakery and Cafe, the Broadway and Wilmot location. There's a number of locations across southern Arizona, and we love Broadway and Wilmot. In fact, there's going to be another location opening soon, but I want to give too much away. I want to bring our celebrity co-host back on, but he doesn't have a headset or a microphone, so we're going to have to do a quick here it comes. Here it comes. We're waiting.
Wait for
here
it.
Here it comes. Tear of the Tear Fountain.
And I'm back.
And he's back. Yeah, well, she's good. Hey, you know, let me just take a look around here. I think this has become a Saguaro High School alumni reunion here,
holy
ladies
moly.
And gentlemen. I mean, wherever I go here, they're all lining up here, all the Saguaro Cougars. Anyway, we're having a great time here in Paradise. And when Don Molchan is in the house, it's just paradise no matter where you are. But anyway, we are here with two of my favorite people in this community because the last time they were on this show, their fan bases grew. They both had to hire talent agents. And I just became nobody.
Security.
They are two of the people that make paradise exactly what it is, what we expect, what we celebrate every single day for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The lovely Kristen Newbold and the lovely Michelle Goldstein. What's happening, ladies?
Hello there.
Man, I mean, how long ago was it when we were here last? It was, I don't know, 6 months ago or something like that? Maybe longer.
That was the last opening.
Okay.
So it was March.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it was March. Okay, and your lives have never been the same?
No. You've ruined my life.
We even talked about I think we had May and July already taken up for the Women of the Paradise calendar.
Yes.
So, and I know that there were people just in line to the other 10 remaining months. But anyway, here we are at Paradise Bakery and Cafe. We just love everything that you guys are about. And from the moment you walk in and when you're greeted to Paradise, you begin smelling the focaccia and the ciabatta and the whole grain and the confections and the muffins and the cupcakes and the cookies. Oh, my!
Salivating here.
Salivating. And then it's – but when you think about bakery, you're thinking about fresh breads, fresh cookies, fresh confections. But
yep.
The menu is overwhelming because it's not just about a life-changing experience with a sweet. It's about breakfast. It's about lunch. It's about dinner, and we're going to be talking about all that.
Right.
But tell the Paradise story again for our listeners that might not remember, you know, how this whole story got started here.
Well, we started in Long Beach, California in 1976, and they started with three cookies, chocolate chip, peanut butter, and oatmeal, and we sold lemonade, and they wore these cute little lederhosen. Thank goodness the menu or the uniform has totally changed.
I miss those.
Oh, no, I don't think so. And then they just grew into this mecca of restaurants. And our actually franchise is a Panera franchise. And so grown and we've taken the best of both worlds and combined them.
That's great.
To create what we have today as paradise.
And do you still have, I mean, you've got a lot of cookies, but do you still have those three cookies upon which this
oh,
whole
yes,
business was
do.
Founded?
Oh, yes, and yes. then some.
And then some. And they're lining up for these cookies.
Yes.
What's the showstopper? What's the cookie that you believe represents, I mean, in terms of popularity? Are people going more towards the oatmeal? Are they going more towards
the
chocolate?
We sell a lot of oatmeal, a lot of chocolate chip, a lot of snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle, by the way, is my fave.
You know, and what a coincidence. That was Scott's nickname in college.
No.
We're not going to go there.
Let's go there. It's really a fun.
But anyway, so it began with cookies and lemonade, and it just took off. It blew up and, you know, I rarely am rendered speechless, but the food has started to arrive. And Scott Letier, I don't even frankly know where one is to begin. But we're going to let that anticipation be pulled out, because we want to get a sense of really this menu that we talked about that goes beyond the delicious desserts. You guys are open at what time in the morning?
Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m.
6 a.m.
Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. and on Sunday, 7 a.m.
Okay, so Monday through Saturday, 6 a.m. People are coming in here, and right away they're going to start smelling the breakfast
coffee
aroma.
And the croissants.
Okay, so talk to us about your breakfast menu.
Oh, we just started a new sandwich. It's a ham and Gruyere cheese on we call it a big dinner roll. It's absolutely amazing. It's got our mustard ale sauce on it that has the mustard seeds in it.
Oh,
so those
yum.
Burst right in your mouth, and you taste that ham and then the Gruyere cheese.
So it just bursts in your mouth. There we go. I'm getting another text. I can't help myself. Kristen and Michelle, they bring out the best of me.
Nice.
Okay. Anyway, I digress.
And then, of course, we do omelets. We have a veggie omelet. We have a ranchero that's kind of spicy. Then we do your simple ham and cheese.
Right.
Then we go into breakfast croissants.
Simple ham
sandwiches.
And cheese. She says. There's nothing simple.
Just a simple ham and cheese.
I mean, yeah. And you guys, I think one of the things that I really love about Paradise is you take kind of these classic sandwiches
and put a little twist.
There's a little bit of a Michelle twist.
It's not my
fact,
menu.
Kristen was doing the Michelle twist not 5 minutes.
Yes, she was.
There was this little dance that you had going on.
Don't tell everyone.
Are people encouraged to dance here at Paradise? Is that something you openly encourage?
I've seen it.
We
I've done seen it.
To be fun, but not necessarily newbie dancing.
No, not right. The newbie dance.
You have really kind of redefined breakfast here at all the Paradise locations, and I love it because it's not the standard, typical breakfast menu that we all get so tired of. It's this interesting, creative touches. And you know what? Breakfast should be a culinary experience.
It should.
You know, we talk about dinner as out and all this kind of stuff and fancy. No, you're going to go out, you're going to spend your money, and you're going to want a great value, you're going to want a great meal, and I don't care what time of day that is.
Right. We have wonderful omelets.
Our omelets are the bomb.
Wonderful omelets.
Okay, so breakfast here, fresh coffee.
Fresh
wonderful.
Coffee. All day long,
croissant.
Fresh coffee.
Did I say that right?
Croissant.
It's a croissant.
Oui, oui.
Croissant, s'il vous plaît.
Okay, so you have enough to eat here for breakfast. You hang out, and then it's lunchtime. And this really, I think, is, a standout lunch. This is only an hour show. I wish we had 2 hours to talk about your lunch, but you've got some of the great signature sandwiches and panini here at Paradise. Talk a little bit about your lunch offering.
Well, we just added to the menu our Big Kid Grilled Cheese.
Phenomenal.
Oh, my God.
It's sitting right in front of me, Matt. Can we get right to this?
I have not approved that yet.
It's a thick white. And it's got Gruyere cheese.
Did you say Mish?
Mish.
I think you stumped the foodie.
Oh, excuse me. Texas toast.
It's called Mish?
Mish.
Oh, I love it.
I didn't know that.
You know,
neither.
This is what I love about
this
place.
It's a description of the loaf that's the size of the loaf.
It's a Mish.
It's a Mish.
Okay.
So it's not just a loaf of bread. It's a Mish.
Okay, right. Because you can get a loaf anywhere, Kristen.
Exactly.
Well. Right. No.
Exactly.
I want a Mish. If I'm coming into Paradise, Mish me.
Mish me.
Mish me, baby. All right.
And then we put bacon.
Oh.
I know.
Anything with bacon.
Anything with bread.
I'm all a quiver.
You can wrap.
I'm all a flutter.
Strawberries and bacon, and I'll eat it. And then we also put American cheese and white cheddar, white Vermont cheddar.
Oh, my goodness.
Awesome. And then we serve it with our creamy tomato soup, which is a nice sweet flavor to it.
Oh.
So you've got your tangy.
And there's Exhibit A.
Exhibit A right in front of me.
Croutons.
I'm going to take it.
See, there, this is just not fair.
Fresh homemade croutons every day.
Okay, so even the croutons. Again, I wanted this is about debunking myths. Nobody is making fresh croutons anymore.
Paradise
is. Every day you're making croutons. Even the smallest, in fact, the people might say the most pedestrian part of a meal. Mm-hmm. Let's just go to the food vendors, call Shamrock and get the croutons.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
Because your business is too important. Your customers are too important. They demand this level of service.
Right. All about quality.
Homemade croutons.
We do it all for the cookie around here.
There she goes again. She does it all for the cookie. I was going to say the same about me, but, you know, there I go again. Anyway, now, we tried the fire-roasted tomato soup last time. This is different. This is a cream,
sweet
tomato. Okay, we're going to be trying that with a little bit of garlic. And then after our sort of lunchtime experience, we sort of live that out and really own lunch. But dinner, people.
You forgot. Afternoon snack.
Mid-afternoon snack.
Hello. Talk to me, Kristen Newbold.
You got cookies. You got mini muffins, the little chippers, which are our mini cookies. So even at 11
cream
o'clock.
Cream cheese brownies.
Cream cheese brownies, fudge brownies, carrot cake bites, whole carrot cakes, crumb cakes.
Oh,
we have
goodness.
It all. Our holiday bread we have.
I mean, it's your version of happy hour, really.
It is. I just got goosebumps.
Well, you know, I have that impact on most people.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, okay. So it's midday snack. You know,
snack.
There's always a paradise experience for you no matter what time of day.
Exactly.
You're here to serve. And that really is really the bakery, the Paris Bakery
right.
Cafe, the principle, the guiding principle. It's about service, isn't
right.
it?
We're here to serve and cater.
Well,
oh,
you know, what a great segue, because here we are. We're looking at Christmas very soon. We're looking at Thanksgiving. The holiday season is upon us.
Yes.
Please, we want to talk about your catering program, because you don't have to come into Paradise, though you love your guests to come.
Yes.
You can take Paradise on the road.
We can, and we would love to serve anyone. We will deliver anywhere with all the locations we have. Anytime, we are doing some deliveries this week at 2 in the morning. So we will deliver.
Going to the Latier House again,
there
are
you?
You?
Go.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry again. Call Entourage.
Yeah,
call Paradise.
Now, if we can get Entourage to take a pit stop to Paradise,
right.
pick up the goodies,
wow.
and then take Scott home, we got to work out some sort of deal. We're
an extra,
man to go.
Extra charge, I'll pay it.
Wow, that's a good. We
I
should
know,
hook up
I
with
know,
him. He
know,
can make the beer.
That's the way it works.
And then take. They can bring us
there
to Paradise in the morning
We're
to
there.
Work.
It's a multi-dimensional
right.
experience.
Right.
So.
As long as there's bacon on it, I'm good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Any size group. You want to do
group.
You want to do a small business lunch or dinner,
yep.
or you want to have Paradise at your corporate retreat.
Yep.
You want to do? I mean, have you done a wedding?
We'll do anything. We have not done a wedding.
I did
yet.
A wedding okay. back in Oklahoma.
Really?
Yes, I did.
A Paradise wedding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Paradise.
So,
okay.
Same thing. So, but you could. If someone calls, said I got 300 people. Help
oh,
me out.
Oh, we've totally. Done more than that. So yeah, that's no problem. We're there. We can do it.
You've done more than 300.
Yeah, we have.
A Paradise here in Tucson.
Yes.
Wow. Do you remember who the client was? Probably can't say.
Well,
it was
did
Patrick Poirier, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, it was the Poirier household.
We did Nordstrom's.
Party of one, he says. No.
Yeah.
Okay. So
we've done some big Nordstrom's was one of our first clients that we did.
Wow.
Yeah.
How fun.
Nordstrom's Rack. So we've had some other ones.
Quite a few big ones at
yeah.
TMC.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
TMC, Convergy. So we have yeah. a lot going on.
And it's more than just saying, okay, here's our regular menu, and I want, you know, 20 of these
right.
and 100 of these. You really begin
work,
conversation
right.
with a blank slate.
Right, and I work with their budget, and I tell them, so I give them ideas, and if they want to tweak some things. And, you know, we're all about bringing the cafe experience to them in their office
right.
or to their personal home, which we've done.
Did a baby shower.
Yeah.
Now, will you and Michelle actually come to the home?
Been there,
yeah.
done that.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so
well,
you
after
could
we
actually.
Have the catering coordinators, and they're the ones who bring to the homes or bring to the offices.
You'd probably have to charge extra if you guys were going to
yes.
show up.
Yes, of
right?
course.
I mean, there's a talent fee now.
A $500 talent
of
fee.
Of course.
per hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have come to the part of the show where I just want to begin to celebrate the magnificence of Kristen and Michelle. And the magnificence has been lovingly placed before us. And again, I wish we had a two-hour show, but we're going to attempt. Valiantly, Michelle Goldstein, to sample everything that you've put before us and discuss
it. He has
it.
A smorgasbord.
So where would you like us to begin? So we haven't eaten. I think I had a light lunch, so I'm ready to roll.
The grilled cheese.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
Scott,
here we go.
Go for
finally.
It. Finally. But you got to dip it. You're friends. You can
this is
twice
the niche.
Dip,
okay,
double dip.
So right away, before I even try it, you've got grill marks on the bread, which means that it's
been panini grilled.
Actually panini grilled.
And then the other side is extra melted Gouda cheese.
Okay, right on. Oh, outside.
On the outside.
Oh, that's...
Oh.
That's
we don't mess around here.
That's a serious,
serious
thing.
Yes.
There's cheese on the outside of the bread.
Yes.
Okay. You see how it's sort of coming off the crust there?
Coming
it's
off
all
the crust.
Crunchy
you
gotta
dip.
And, oh.
You
got to
dip in the sweet tomato.
Creamy tomato.
Creamy tomato. All right, here we go. Michelle, you got to keep talking.
Oh, sorry. It's delicious. You threw me off.
There it is.
Oh, yeah.
See, I took a bite without the tomato just to have a fresh palate.
You should see his face. He's in heaven. He's in paradise.
Okay. It should be criminal to sell the sandwich without the soup.
Oh, I know.
The sweetness, you know. Well, good thing Don Molchan is here because he's going to arrest several people if they don't. But the sandwich in the tomato soup.
I have an alibi.
Okay. The creaminess of that cheese, right?
With the
grilled, and this is the Gruyere on the outside.
Yes. Mm. And on the inside.
And really bringing it to its purpose in this sandwich is that tomato.
Exactly.
Gorgeous. And it's a little crispy on the outside, very tender. It's very flaky, the bread. This is beautiful. This is awesome. Big kids.
Big kids grilled cheese because it's got bacon.
Right, oh, my goodness. Scott. This is so yummy.
Try the soup. Taste
the
soup.
I did one with and one without, but the soup, really.
Did it make it?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Dip it in the soup.
Oh, he's dipping again.
Double dipping.
Hey, we won't tell anyone.
We're family.
All right.
It's all good.
I don't want to eat anything else.
Well, you have to try the Turkey Harvest Orchard salad.
Here, fork.
Turkey Harvest Orchard. Okay, so right away, this the size of this bowl. This is, you obviously made enough for two in this.
No, bowl. That's a large.
That's our large size.
This is a single serving?
Yes.
Yeah, this is a Matt Russell salad.
Well, we knew you were coming.
Okay, so
I named my dog after you, so I'm going to give you a big salad.
Presentation-wise, okay, you've got some. Well, I couldn't even begin to do justice to this. I just love the fresh produce, the emerald green of the lettuce. We got some pecans there, some walnuts,
Toasted pecans,
some toasted pecans,
gorgonzola
toasted
cheese,
toasted lovingly every day,
mm-hmm. And fresh a gorgeous Ajouan pears,
fresh turkey, and then looks like a blue. Is that a gorgonzola or a Stilton? Gorgonzola. I'm going in.
With field greens and romaine.
What are you dressing this with, Michelle?
A balsamic cherry vinaigrette. It's got a sweet and tart to it. It's awesome. Did you get a pear? You got to get the pear.
Oh, I got a pear, baby.
Oh, yeah. Sing at a partridge in a pear tree. We got to get Tucson ready for the holidays.
And they'll be here all night. You know, don't forget to tip your bartenders. So you can taste the cherry in the vinaigrette.
And there's dried cherries in there as well. So we
dried cherries,
add more.
And I tell you what, there's nothing better for me than the sort of the bitterness and the sweetness of that cherry with that blue cheese.
Sweet, tangy.
It's the perfect combination.
Texture, color, flavor. It's happiness in a bowl.
I want to hold it.
Oh, he's lovingly hugging it, you guys.
Can you bring the bowl back when you're done with that?
Okay, we got 2 minutes before we do our trivia question. We're going to go, where are we going
to? Yeah, I want to go to the mac and cheese.
Scott wants to go to the mac and cheese.
Vermont white cheddar mac and cheese.
Okay, so you're not cutting any corners. Vermont cheddar, a little bit more expensive. Yes. You're not even passing those costs on to your customers, though.
No.
That's called an investment in business. I love it. Vermont cheddar, not many people think they go to Vermont for the right kind of cheddar cheese. White cheddar has a different flavor profile than the
Kristen and I
chart.
Drive every other week to go get the cheese just for you.
That's good, isn't it?
Okay, that's love.
I think that could be the best.
I wish
ever.
I had a. You have, I wish this was like live TV.
You have blanketed
face.
Me with your love.
Thank you.
I mean,
now,
I feel it's,
now. Wait,
I feel
it gets better.
There's a tenderness to this.
It
moment
gets better
right now.
little bit of soup, a little bit of mac and cheese.
Come on.
Yeah, I was just. Can I dive in?
How do I do that? I don't want to violate protocol. Do I actually go right
into
the soup?
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, Vermont white cheddar mac and cheese. Again, you get a little bit of chew on that pasta, which is perfect.
Perfect pasta.
Perfect
pasta. He's going for the crouton.
I got a crouton this time. Let's see how this works here.
Is that just not fantastic?
Okay.
Oh, good Lord Almighty. That is.
And again, the portions here are really nice. I mean, this is a beautiful size. And it's just, it's got that glisten to it. I like presentation as much as I like what food tastes like.
Well, we eat with our
eyes. The glisten
eyes.
Of that cheese is just gorgeous.
That tomato soup is fantastic. That could be the best ever.
There's a lot of glistening happening here at Paradise. All right, we're going to do a little tasting after we get back from our trivia question. But I know all of our listeners, the 10 million of you, in fact, that are listening worldwide, they want to know how they can get a sense of this whole Paradise story that we've only begun to tell. And here is our trivia question for the week. And if you want to call in, and if you're the first person with the right answer, you're going to get a gift card to experience Kristen Newbold and Michelle Goldstein for yourself. And you might even have something to eat.
Oh, that's scary.
Right here in Paradise.
Well, it might be a little scary.
And anyway, and let's remind all of our listeners, if you've won in the last 30 days, why don't you give some other people a chance for crying out loud. We love your listenership, but we want to give everybody a chance to win. All right, here's the question. Name the locations of the three stores here. There are three Paradise Bakeries and Cafe in Southern Arizona, and we want to know where those three stores are. And when you call in, we want to know exactly what your favorite Paradise item is. And if you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right now, right here at 880-KNST. That's 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card to experience the real Paradise. Good luck! It's Matt Russell broadcasting from Paradise Bakery and Cafe on the menu live. We'll be right back.
Do you realize how many fantastic restaurants are in Tucson? He's your cheat sheet. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live deep in the heart of what I call happy hour here at Paradise Bakery and Cafe. We're on the Broadway and Wilmot location, having a great time with all of our Saguaro High School Cougar alums that are in the house tonight. Always great to see my brothers and sisters from Saguaro. Anyway, we're at the Broadway and Wilmot location, but there are other Paradise Bakeries and cafes in Tucson, and we want to know where the other locations are. And if you can name the three locations of Paradise, you're going to get to call in and get the Paradise Bakery and Cafe gift card. And we're going to go right to line one and say hey to Mark. Mark, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hey, Matt. Good afternoon. Good show.
Yeah. Thank you so much. I mean, we're at Paradise. How can things go wrong, right?
No.
Okay, so I just had a lovely sampling of some wonderful food, and I know that the management staff here, Mark, wants to give you the same sense, the same experience I've had, and we want to know, where are the three locations for Paradise in Tucson? Go.
Well, there's one on Park Avenue near Broadway or Speedway. It's 845. Then there's one on Oracle, and I just went by there at 4362 Oracle, over there by Tucson Mall. And then there's one at Broadway near Wilmot. It's 6129.
Okay, so Kristen Newbold, what do you say to Mark?
Well, two of those are correct, but one is incorrect.
Oh, dang. Okay, well, so I was using the aid of my Google search. How can I be wrong?
Well, one of them is not our franchise.
And you can tell them which one. If you're
the one on Park.
Yeah, the
one on Park is not our franchise, so we have three other ones in Tucson.
Okay, so we mentioned Broadway and Wilmot because we're there.
Correct.
Good job, Mark. we mentioned Oracle and Wetmore, right?
Correct.
But there's another one, and in fact, it's opening
Monday.
On Monday.
6 a.m.
Anyway, Mark, thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678.
Don't I win anything?
Oh, no, you don't win anything. You won our enduring love and affection, Mark. You're going to have to hang up the phone. But I would love to keep talking to you, my friend. I mean, you sound like a fun guy. But we've got people calling that want to listen. But anyway, Mark, thank you so much for listening. Let's go to line two and see who has the answer.
Yeah, Logan. Yeah, Logan. 880-5678.
They cut me off. Somebody won it.
Who's our caller?
You won our enduring love and affection, Mark. You're going to have
to... Oh, yeah.
Okay, Bill, what say you?
Got to turn down your radio, Bill.
Okay, Bill.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, so where are the three locations?
There's one on North Oracle by Wetmore.
Okay, we mentioned that one.
There's one on East Grant. I don't know if it's open yet.
Okay, that'll count, right? Grant and Swan.
Yep.
And what's the third one?
Broadway, where they're at. And then over on, you're at Broadway and Wilmot, but you want another.
Ding, 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 ding. Very nice. Bill, is that your name?
Bill Halstead.
Okay, great, Bill. Well, listen to this, Bill. You are in for a treat, my friend, because it is going to be Michelle Goldstein and
never forget good old what's her name.
Exactly, Kristen Newbold. It's going to be their personal privilege to treat you to a Paradise experience unlike you've ever had. So I don't want you to go away because Casey back at the station is going to get all your information, and we're going to get that gift card out to you in the mail. Thanks so much, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, so a little stump question, a little trick question. But we've got, we just can't get enough Paradise, Kristen.
I know.
There's a new store opening up on Monday.
It is.
Talk to us about the new Paradise.
Well, we're excited. It's our third location, Swan and Grant at the Crossroads. And we'll be there at 6 a.m. And we'll be handing out goodies for the first maybe 50 customers, at least Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Wow.
And, of course, we're closed Thursday and back open on Friday.
Okay, fantastic. And that's going to be the Paradise experience that we have come to know and love.
Yes.
And you get the whole team all hired, Michelle?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
You know, that's not an easy thing to do because people that you hire, the people that scream welcome to Paradise when you come in the door, that takes sort of a finesse. They've got to have that personality
have
to work here.
You have to draw it out.
I had some help with hiring with our other manager, Rachel Hernandez. She helped me a lot. The training went really, really well. Some of the kids that I was kind of like, have really shined.
Great.
And a great group of kids. They're all catching on really quickly. they're all becoming friends and comfortable with each other, and it just makes the whole experience. And the restaurant's a little bit smaller than the other
cozier. Cozier.
It's cozier, so it's more homey feel.
Nice.
And we open the sliding glass doors to the patio outside, it's beautiful.
Very
it's
nice.
Gorgeous.
It's an indoor-outdoor patio. It's absolutely amazing.
And can we say the space that occupied that location for years in Tucson, just to give everybody...
Sure.
Okay, everybody remembers the old Buddy's Grill, right? Grant and Swan.
Yep, but now it's the... Paradise.
Now it's the Paradise.
Very Korean
okay,
buffet.
We talked a little bit about catering for your holiday special event. How can people get a hold of you? Is there a number to call or do you have information?
It's 520-327-2009.
327-2009.
And Emily is our catering coordinator. She just actually got promoted, so we're really excited to be working with her.
So she must be busy.
Yes.
She's posting those numbers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
She is totally all over it.
Very nice. Okay, speaking of all over it, I want that all over me.
No.
What is that going to take?
That is our Sonoma stew.
It's our version of the chicken pot pie.
Okay,
chicken pot pie with onions.
Oh my
gosh.
I tried to lift that.
I know the bowl's so heavy.
Well, that's what happens I get all overtaken.
That's
by
a big bowl of stew.
It's got chicken, peas.
Oh, this is comfort
Parisian
food.
Parisian carrots. Look at the little round carrots in it.
They're Parisian. We got a miche and we got Parisian carrots.
They speak the English French.
Jeez.
And then we have our cheddar jack biscuits.
Oh, that is
they're
just,
amazing.
That is
now,
comfort.
Is that a Cuban sandwich sitting over
yes,
there? Because that's
Cuban
my
sandwich,
fave.
Yes.
He's been eyeballing that, guys.
I have been.
Wait for it. Wait.
Here it comes.
Yeah.
I don't want to wait for it.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my goodness.
Is thank that you not very awesome? Much.
You bet.
Casey is back in the studio, is trying to come through these radio wires and get over here to enjoy this with us. This has got to be the most difficult show for the person who's back at the station.
Like, oh, they get to eat.
We will you
to
tell that
here.
Guy to shut up? Okay. This is a Cubano?
Yes.
Mm. Yes.
Ham, citrus pepper chicken,
gorgeous.
Swiss cheese.
Nice.
This is one of my favorites
when I come
here.
That, with that crispy pickle. That, spicy. That
sweet
resembles
spicy.
What
and what do you call this bread? Because it's thick.
Focaccia.
Okay.
It's our sea salt focaccia.
But it's a big one. It's not like.
It's the round.
Yeah. It's the big boy. Mm. And it's good.
Oh, yeah.
But the pickle in
it's
there.
It's got
the
that mustard sauce that I was telling you about that comes on the
right on.
Breakfast sandwich.
Yeah.
And what's the kick on that?
The sweet and spicy pickle.
The sweet and spicy pickle. And you sort of get it.
It
hits you in
the
back
of the throat.
And it waits about 5 seconds.
Yes. Okay. I eat those by themselves on the side.
Do you?
Just because they're so good.
Well, what does that say about you?
I like it sweet and spicy.
Not a girl. So a Cuban sandwich.
Cuban.
Okay, this is absolutely beautiful. So we want to encourage all of our listeners, get yourself down here to Paradise Bakery and Cafe, any of the locations. Go say hello to everyone at the new store opening on Monday at Grant and Swan. Kristen Newbold and Michelle Goldstein, always a celebration having you guys in the house here tonight. And to Scott Letier, our good friend from Letier Films.
Thanks for the invite.
Now, what was your favorite dish here?
You know, I'd have to say, the grilled cheese and the tomato soup and the croutons and are good. I mean, the Cubano, I'd never go wrong with that. That's so yummy. But the grilled cheese is and that soup, good combo.
Sounds really good. If you missed any part of the show whatsoever, the entire show is going to be posted up on our website on themenulive.com. You can listen to the show again. And if you can't get enough of Michelle and Kristen, they're going to be here, satisfying your every need. Anyway, this is Matt Russell reminding you, if it's Saturday from 4 to 5, it's On the Menu Live. Cheers. Have a great weekend.